red.
Actually, fertile was the word I was looking for.
Uh-huh. Well, I thought maybe it was, but I thought maybe you wanted the word that we might use.
Mm-hmm.
And I that's as good as I can think of.
Well,
we use the term heavy land, light land, sandy.
Oh. Heavy and light.
What
would be that? What would be
well,
that?
Heavy is a gumbo or
uh-huh.
and or a clay,
uh-huh.
and light would be sand.
With sand, huh?
And then there's, but my husband being in agricultural business,
mm-hmm.
they pay attention to soil types.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
What about, are they sort of flat, low-lying land around a river? Actually, I think that.
It's not a plain, it's a...
Well, how about...
River bottom land,
bottom,
that's what we would say.
Bottom,
bottom
land.
Land.
Bottom land, yeah, that's what I was going to ask
okay.
you if it would be,
mm-hmm.
if that's what you would say. And how about land so it would probably be a type of bottom land, but it would have water standing on it all the time.
Lowland, or, let's see. Water standing all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. Well, can't think.
Well,
enough.
I was just thinking of a swamp. Right?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think
yeah.
of, too. You know, there are very few swamps anymore. They've been drained.
Mm-hmm.
There, we are right at the foothills, I suppose, of the... Oh, a little range of mountains, hills, just really a hill, can't even think. Crowley's Ridge, that's what it's
oh.
called.
Yeah,
and
that's very well famous because it goes a long ways, I think.
Yes, but it's not large. It's
mm-hmm.
not really hills.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would be hill, but that's about all. But, in fact, this hill is supposed to be the last hill between here and the Mississippi River. The hill
oh.
that this school sits on.
Oh, really?
You know, that
yeah.
we're right at
yeah.
the foot of
that
this
you're
hill.
Right at the foot of this hill.
And my husband says that in doing business, you can tell as much difference in the people that live in what we call the hills on this side of town
mm-hmm.
and the lowland, that they are not even the same. They don't do business the same way.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. That sounds,
you wouldn't think about it being that much difference. I certainly
you wouldn't think about it
being was interesting to me.
Right here.
In the same community.
I didn't realize till I came here that there, you see, I didn't know about this hill distinction,
uh-huh.
and, but now that I know that it's here, it isn't really that surprising.
Our pastor that came, as I told you, from
mm-hmm.
Lead Hill,
mm-hmm.
says that he doesn't even talk the same when he goes back home. He talks the language of the hills.
Yeah.
I really don't think there's as much difference, but he knew more difference than I do, of
uh-huh.
course. I don't see it,
uh-huh.
because there's been so many other people move in, they have probably
mm-hmm.
Fixed.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. You have help.
All right.
We're just
going to
move it all. I don't know what it's all about.
All right. You're going to play with him. Come on. I don't know what
you're doing.
Watch.
Whoops. Oh, very good. Either place you want to
sit. Well,
you
this
know.
Is okay. This chair is squeaky. I might not play with this one.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Just turn it that way. Now, when you're talking about rivers and streams of various kinds, what would be the smallest stream of running water if you were thinking about?
Well, probably we would say a ditch
mm-hmm.
or a creek.
Mm-hmm.
I heard another term from someone that had lived down in southern Arkansas, and it was completely different. A branch.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never heard of a
but
branch.
But you had not heard of branch,
mm-mm.
yeah. But you would... Now, like in a field or something where there has been a little deep place that's been cut by running water, you'd call that a kind of a dugout place.
A ditch, I suppose. There is another term, though, that they use. There is a slough.
A slough.
Slough running
mm-hmm.
through. But this would be a natural. Well,
but
that's what you're referring
what
to.
I want.
A natural
mm-hmm.
slough.
Mm-hmm.
Where the
mm-hmm.
the ground's a little lower.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, what about a place that, well, a fairly deep place that might have been cut by a stream or something? I was wondering if you'd ever used the term gully, maybe.
Oh, yes, gully. We talked about it yesterday.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Between here and Pollard.
Uh-huh. Oh, there
we go through some They used to be very gullied hills, mm-hmm. but now they've been filled in, and, mm-hmm. and of course the type of farming that they've used keeps them from being full of gullies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about something higher, a lot higher than a hill? You call that a...
Well, a mountain, I suppose. I don't know if there's a between.
No, that's what
mountain?
I was...
Okay.
Mountain. Or, well, I was wondering if you ever, if you've heard of an elevation called a knob.
Yes.
And that would... Is that higher than a hill, or...?
No, a knob